Hey folks, welcome back to the Wow 101. This is James Jones talking to you from my mother's basement on Campbell Hill. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that Rocky Chevalier Sr. is putting together an episode. He was in Nebraska while I was here, and he's putting together an episode. I'm not sure exactly when it'll be downloaded. Keep my eye on the email. Wanted to welcome you back, and thanks to all of you for your response to helping free Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schelling. Trust me, it took everybody sending letters and emails to their congressmen to get this done, and we also want to thank the people in charge that freed that man and allowed him to return to his loving family. And thank you for your service, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schelling. Okay, right now seems to be the number one thing that everybody's talking about on every news feed that I find is that the container crisis with those 50 to 60 ships offshore. And you see, all of that is coming from Asia, if it's on the Pacific side. And that's how we know that China didn't intentionally give us this coronavirus. It was not intent. It would be no benefit for them to stop us from consuming. That's what we do. America's the great consumer. And we're the consumer of foreign products. As a matter of fact, we buy more from them than they do from us, and that's pretty much all over the world. Now, we give more to other countries than, of course, they give nothing to us, but we are the great consumer. We're also the great producer. The container crisis, it's a many-headed problem. In that I've been into the Port Evangelist and Charlotte and Savannah and Miami. And trust me, you're going to spend your entire day waiting to get the hell out of there because the system's always been flawed. It's always been terrible like that. You know, you come there, you have a scheduled appointment, and they're always surprised that you got there. And again, it's not just the shipping yards and the container yards and lack of drivers and all that stuff. Hey, don't keep them on the lot for 8 to 12 hours or even 24 hours and you won't have that problem. But it's always been a problem. But now it's very visible. And I think with all the news feeds, they will make this very, very visible to all of America, people who've never been on a shipping yard or a container yard. And but that's always been a problem. And it's not just there. You know, once we get your product from overseas and make it the hell out of the container yard, then we go to different places like SIVA Logistics and FedEx and U.S. Express and different terminals, warehouses, and feeder facilities. Here's another thing that I found out, and this is just the truth. I mean, even FedEx, a multi-billion dollar company, UPS, may be run better. I don't know. I don't have an inside view of that, but I do of FedEx. You will go there with your containers, and they have a beacon on all of their trailers, all of their dollies. They know exactly where it's located at, and you will arrive there, and every time, almost 9 out of 10, let's do that. 90% of the time, they're surprised that you're there. And, you know, well, whatever we've got for you is going to be several hours. And but it's always a surprise. And yes, in FedEx, and I've seen this personally, they still use a pencil and paper, a spreadsheet with a pencil, paper, and eraser because mistakes are made. Okay, and you can get assigned the same trailer as another driver. And just this foolishness has went on for years and continues to go on. And actually, the FedEx line haul system costs the contractors. See, FedEx doesn't own the trucks. The contractors do, and they pay a lot of money for these trucks, $150,000, $200,000, $250,000 for these trucks. The trailers and dollies that you see out there on your highways are owned by FedEx. And UPS, when you see those are all owned by them. But UPS does own some power units. Well, with FedEx, all those trucks are bought and paid for by the contractors. They invest their life savings to get those contracts. And what cost FedEx contractors drivers is FedEx line haul. It's the most frustrating part of working for FedEx is the line haul circus that you have to deal with. You get there in a timely manner, an hour early, right on time. It doesn't matter. They're always surprised and never, ever, ever prepared for you to leave. Maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, maybe 4 hours, sometimes a half a day, sometimes an entire day. There's bribery within the system. I've seen it on both coasts, Woodbridge on Riverside Drive and in California. And isn't it funny? That's also Riverside Drive. And I'm talking about Rialto. But I was wondering how some teams got in and out fast. And what I found out is they will stop and pick up food for these slobs or give them some kind of gifts and bribe them so that they get out. You know, you come in before them, but they come in after you and leave before you, even though they're coming from Columbus, Ohio, anywhere, Atlanta, Georgia, but headed back east with their trailers. And every time, unless you bribe them, you're going to wait maybe even a whole day. And on holidays, see, these drivers, you got to respect them, folks. They are driving on holidays where the office people at FedEx, they take the holiday off. Nobody's in there. When you arrive, you have to wait for the next day. And of course, there's always pressure for you to arrive in a timely manner. And so everyone does. The window is great. There's plenty of time to get there. The thing is, once you get there, it's going to take just the better part of a day to leave. And then if you've ever been to California, just getting out of California, even if you're not right on the coast, and I've been to Carson City, right on the coast, right on the beaches with tractor trailers, and it takes an entire day to get the hell out of California with a tractor trailer. And anyway, this is just part of your logistical nightmare, and it's really been going on for years. The coronavirus and the problems it's caused is just highlighting a simple fact of frustration for anyone who's ever driven a truck. This includes your grocery distributors, too. Let's say Spartan Nash or Kroger. You go in there, and especially in their freezer departments, you're picking up frozen goods or whatever. You can be in there a day, 2 days, just getting your load. And of course, the owner-operators, they're paying for the fuel that's being run to keep their drivers warm or cool in the summertime in the heat. And so this drives up the prices all across the board, and you pay for it when you go in the store and try to buy that package of ground beef. Just letting you know that's what's going on. Okay, coming at you with the number three is the borders left wide open by this idiotic administration, the most embarrassing in my lifetime. And they have pulled the National Guard troops back away from the border. And see, there's always been a National Guard presence at the border. That's just been our rule of thumb because we took pride in our border control, and as you should. That's why you have a fence up around your property. It's just that same kind of thinking. You know, you want to protect what is yours, and for some reason, this administration does not want to protect this great country that we live in, and it's been ridiculous. Going on to the coronavirus, you have the right not to get vaccinated, okay? Let's see that for what it is. You have that right as a human being to not stick a needle in your arm. But also know this, doctors and medical professionals have the right not to treat you if you haven't been vaccinated. That's their right too. They want to live. You don't want to take the vaccination because you want to live. That's the bottom line. It's you want to live and you fear that it may cost you your life or may cause you illness. And doctors that don't want to treat you, that's their same thinking. They want to live. They don't want to get sick because they have to treat you. So keep that in mind. If you don't get vaccinated and you're refused medical treatment, well, you know, that was your decision. So live with it. And of course, natural immunity is better than any vaccine. If you have survived the coronavirus and your body is still walking and talking, you may have lost your sense of smell, sense of taste, but you're alive and breathing seems to be the struggle. Your natural immunity is much better than any vaccine. You are in better condition than any vaccine could ever give you, your natural immunity. And I've known quite a few survivors who lived through it without a vaccination and do not want to be vaccinated now, and I don't blame them. So, you know, the choice is yours. Be free. The last thing I want to warn you about with winter coming on is inflation may force many onto government assistance type payrolls. Housing may be out of control where, and that's the number one reason people are homeless. It's because they can't afford housing. Nobody would be homeless if they could afford a house. Who in the fuck wants to live in a tent? Nobody does that on purpose. They can't afford housing. That's why they're not in a house. And I don't care if they've spent all their money on drugs or whatever. They can't afford housing. Number one reason for homelessness is they can't afford housing. That's going to spike. Your food prices are going to spike. And it's not just the container crisis or the shipping and logistics idiots who don't have a clue. They backed into the job. Most of those people in shipping and logistics, I can't do this, I can't do that, so I'll go into shipping and logistics. And that's, oh man, it's going to show itself. But also, this is going to add to the inflation, as I spoke of earlier. And you may find it very difficult to feed yourself, let alone your family, if you are raising young ones or supporting other family members, as we all do from time to time. Now, so what I'm saying to you is be frugal. Save every damn penny you can because you may need it just to survive this fucking winter. Okay, again, I want to thank the support from our loyal friends at AOK Power Washing, where you only pay if you are satisfied. They offer free demonstrations and estimates. And the only company that I know that says you only pay if you're satisfied. They always say satisfaction guaranteed. Whose satisfaction? Theirs. You know it. So again, AOK Power Washing. Also, we want to thank our newest helpers, and that is Community Markets Delis, where you're going to get fresh food every day. Hey, even if you enjoy just fried chicken or any of this other unhealthy stuff that we love, it's fresh daily at Community Markets. So you want to support them when you get the chance. Okay, folks, I just want to tell you that all lives matter, especially yours. And your breath is your spirit. Your spirit is your breath. Keep on breathing, brothers and sisters. This is James Jones from the WOW 101 podcast. Here on Campbell Hill, in my mother's basement, everybody has problems.